that's right. We're right here. I'm here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I do believe I have a guest on the phone, and I do believe it is Pete Trabucco. Pete Trabucco, do I have you on the phone with us?
Yes, hi. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, you've had a very interesting life. I was reading over your bio last night, and of course, you're now into amusement parks and doing the big rides and everything, but it's been quite a ride for you.
Yes, rides, attractions. Now it's I'm being touted as a vacation and I guess a holiday expert, so I guess that's pretty much where I'm at now. But yeah, I've been having fun doing it.
Well, that's true, but gosh, I mean, you went to school, you were a radio personality, and I mean, you have definitely bounced around and done some good stuff out there.
Well, I always stay true to my roots, basically. I still do the TV and radio stuff, and I'm involved in a lot of different aspects, plus a reality show called Thrill Ride Maniacs, which we are now pitching to the networks.
Well, how's that going?
I'm sorry?
I said, how's that going?
It's going good. I mean, it takes about a year before anyone really picks up something like that, but it's a good show. It's not just roller coasters, but people that like to do thrill rides, whatever they might be, jumping out of airplanes or going on fast cars or anything that that basically is out of the ordinary.
Well, you know, I was looking things over, and I understand you had a huge fear of roller coaster rides when you were very young.
That's true. I did. I actually was put on a roller coaster when I was about 6 in Coney Island, and I got a fear for it. Then didn't do it for 40 years until my daughter was born and wanted to get back on the horse, did so, and I guess the book was actually Therapy, America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks, for me to actually go ahead and do that. I traveled in the aviation industry, so it was easy to do, and I overcame that fear.
Yeah, now, what makes for a top ride?
Well, you know, a lot of people say it's how fast or how high the ride is. In reality, it's rewritability. How many times do you want to ride that? I mean, some people can go on the tallest rides and say, I'll never ride that again. Not a good roller coaster. But someone could go on another ride and say, I can't wait to get back online. Now, that's a good roller coaster because that's the one we'll be rerid over and over and over again. And that way you don't lose interest and it's got a sustainable ride that people enjoy.
So now you have traveled all over. Have you ever been on some rides that you just said, I will never get on that one again?
Well, of course I have. I mean, there are certain rides that basically you go on and it's just not your cup of tea. My wife, for example, doesn't like drops, you know, straight drop rides. She likes the ones that twist and turn and curve, but a straight drop for her basically is not the best. Now, for me, I love the drops. So it really depends on the individual, and there are rides all over the country that I have ridden. Some have closed down that basically just were not my cup of tea. I didn't like them, and I was glad that when they were replaced by other rides I did like.
Well, Pete, how about, you know, the old rickety roller coaster rides? Those are the ones that always, to me, used to scare you because you didn't even know whether you were going to get through the ride. And I understand they're actually making some of those today. Not rickety, but making them with the wood clack and all that stuff.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, there's always been a controversy between who liked wood and steel. Back in 1959, Walt Disney created the first steel coaster over at Disneyland called the Matterhorn. And since then, the industry really hasn't been the same. The wood coasters are still there, and they're still being made. One of the best I know of is actually in New Jersey. It's called El Toro. It's a fantastic 170-foot ride. It's far from the old rickety rides of yesteryear, but it's still a wood coaster, still fast, and it's real nice. Some of the older ones, like the Cyclone over in Brooklyn, which is one of the older wood coasters, is another one that you can think of. And there are many in your area as well that give that feel. You know, it's all an illusion, really. For a wood coaster, they're pretty well built. They're checked every day. The fatality rate is about 1,000 times higher for you to actually get to the park as opposed to being in the park and riding a wood coaster. So there are different things. Steel's a little bit faster, can go a little bit taller. You can do a lot of the elements that you wouldn't be able to do, like loop-de-loops and stuff like that. But overall, wood still has a place in people's hearts, especially roller coaster enthusiasts.
Now, are you able to get into parks and nobody know who you are, or do you say, hey, I'm going to check out the roller coaster, and they give you the royal treatment?
Well, no, it's actually better. I mean, I've done television interviews live where obviously they're waiting for me and they know who I am.
Right.
And at one point, I think I did something in Virginia where a person was afraid of roller coasters, and I had the morning show to try to convince him to ride one of the tallest and biggest ones in the country, Griffin, which he did twice. But most of the time, I like to be incognito. I like to basically just walk around the park, enjoy it, not get catered to, or not have anybody go out of their way to try to impress me. I'd rather see the park as it is. I think it's better that way. And, you know, I occasionally will take the media tours, and, you know, we'll do stuff like that. But overall, I try to, you know, stay low profile, because that way you can enjoy the rides and not have to worry about, you know, trying to impress or having them try to impress you.
Absolutely. I would think that would be pretty much it. Now, as far as roller coasters, if we have listeners that are listening right now, where would you, if you were living Greenville, Greenwood, Columbia, this area, South Carolina, where would you head to?
Okay, well, you've got to give me a little more information. What's the major city where you are, basically?
Well, Greenville, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina.
Yeah.
The nearest one I can think of, basically, that I would love, and there's many, by the way.
Sure.
Is Dollywood, actually, not too far. That's in Nashville, which is one of the bigger ones. They've got some fantastic rides there over at Dollywood. You've also got the Busch Gardens over in Williamsburg, which is another one. Six Flags Over America, which is in Washington, D.C., which are all within driving distance of where you are.
Sure.
I believe a little bit south of you would be Six Flags Over Georgia, which is Atlanta, Georgia, another fantastic park. These parks are all on the same level as, let's say, maybe a Disney World or a Disneyland, in that they're getting very big. Busch Gardens has got a lot of parks now, and so does Cedar Fair and Cedar Point, and also Universal Studios. Now, of course, you want to go to Florida, you can do that as well. King's Dominion comes to mind in Virginia as well, another fantastic amusement park. These all have a minimum of about 8 to 10 roller coasters. Some have even more than that, and they cater to the family. But the thing I love about roller coasters and amusement parks is there are rides for just about everyone, not just the taller and fastest ones around, but they've got family coasters, they've got kiddie coasters. You've got fantastic food. You've got shows going on to entertain people. So even if you don't even like to go near a roller coaster or even watch one, there's so much more to do at all these different parks. And, of course, Dollywood, in my mind, is for shows, is probably one of the best places that you could ever go, because a lot of those entertainers are actually Nashville people who are making a living doing exactly what they do there.
Sure. Well, you know, now what? Tell us a little bit about your book so that we can maybe get some people to say, hey, I'd like to check that book out.
Well, the book is called America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks, A Guide to Those Who Ride Them, and especially for those who fear them. There's also a chapter on that. I have another book coming out next year. It's going to be an updated version of the top roller coasters, not just here, but also in Europe and overseas. That book hopefully will come out in the spring. You can find it online on Amazon. You can find it at bookstores, and you can also find it at Tate Publishing or at www.americasrollercoasters.tateauthor.net.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you've traveled overseas, so you're able to do some checking out of amusement parks over there. How do the amusement parks compare overseas versus here in the United States?
Well, the parks overseas basically are very similar to what you have here. Basically, the roller coasters that you will see there are from the same companies, the manufacturers like B&M and so on down the line. So you'll find different versions of the same rides that you find locally in your parks. You know, for example, the original Batman the Ride, you'll find six or seven different versions of that ride all over the country. They all pretty much are the same, and some even get their names changed. But basically, it's more of a process where, you know, a person sells a roller coaster, you're selling a type of roller coaster, kind of like a type of house. You can find a lot of them out there. So they have pretty much the same amusement parks that we do, or rides that we do. And, of course, they have local flavor. You know, if you're in England, or you know, obviously you're going to be doing things a little bit different there, or Asia, or South America. But overall, the rides pretty much are the same. We have more of them here in the United States, much more, many more, because it's a bigger country and we're more into it. But, you know, England is also well known for that, as well as Asia, Australia, Europe, of course. All of Europe, in fact, is actually big.
Cool. Now, one of the things that I understand you'd like to talk about a little bit, and I'm interested about, is what about roller coasters for older people? Anything particular that needs to be looked at?
Well, you know, I'm 53 years old, so I'm kind of an older person, and I ride pretty much everything. Even though I'm a pilot and I do fly, a lot of these new rides that are coming out, even the tall and fast ones. Let's take Kindercar or even Top Thrill Dragster, which are the tallest in the world. One is in New Jersey at Great Adventure, and the other one is up at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, on the peninsula there. These rides are so smooth that even older individuals who have back or neck issues can actually ride these rides, and they're pretty smooth. So, you know, these rides are great. Obviously, for older people, Disney World and Disneyland have got some amazing rides, Space Mountain, for example, or, you know, or what's the one in California? California Screaming. These are rides that are actually very good for adults riding with their children as well. And I'm sure every park, including the ones near you, definitely have rides that are just for family coasters. Maybe not so tall as fast, but more like the mouse type rides or the spinning mouse rides. Those are also very good for older people as well. But the new rides are so smooth that they can definitely, cater to older people.
And how about that? I haven't been on a roller coaster in a while, but aren't they making the seats more comfortable, more safe?
Oh, yeah. In fact, they are. They're more safe. Before, you used to have just one little bar. Now you've got, in a lot of cases, harnesses or actual, restraints that come across the middle of your torso, and they pretty much hold you in, and they got a little handle so you can hold on, kind of like a bunking Bronco, basically a rodeo of some sort, and pretty much a roller coaster is actually like a rodeo if it flips you upside down and does all those elements. So, yeah, no, the industry is extremely safe, and as I said earlier, basically you have a much better chance of getting into an accident or a fatality going to the park as opposed to actually being in the park.
Wow. Well, you know, your book is obviously been a hit out there, and something that if you love amusement parks, you really ought to read this book, America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks. Pete Trabuco, thanks so much for coming by and spending some time on the radio with us. We wish you the best with your reality show, and who knows, maybe we'll see you on TV.
You never know. I mean, this started out as a small little book, Labor of Love, which I give a lot of money to charity for, and it's blossomed into something a lot bigger.
Well, that's what we're always looking for, right?
That's true.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling us today.
Well, you have a great day.
All right, you too, Pete Trabuco.